Misfit Toys.
Somebody chooses your name tag, they get it. They're gonna come get it from you and hold it on stage. So, and I know these people are coming out here, and some of them don't have an iPad, so be careful. Elizabeth, Ellen says I'm tweeting the crap out of this. That's the weirdest name in the room. So let me do. I shall look at my nose now because. You get to stay for the entire thing. We're going to take 2 45-minute episodes of the show, new guests on both shows. This is where it gets complicated. It's like Inception or some shit. Or Source Code, which I saw last night. And I still don't know what happened. So we're going to do, this is going to be part one, and it's going to plot. March 18th, and then part two will plop on April 1st. I'm not kidding, April 1st is a Friday. And there'll be another episode in between those two, so it'll be very suspenseful and exciting. But I decided, since you guys are great, you got your badges for the festival, and it's awesome that you're here and into this, but there's lots of people who live in Austin that, you know, can't come to this because they don't have a festival badge. So I feel bad for them, so that's why this is going to be a free episode, so at least they can listen to it. Because that would suck to be like, you can't come to it, and where's your $2 to listen to it, you piece of shit. And I got to remind my guests before they come out here that festival badges do not count as name tags. So you made your own festival badge? Because that's what we're looking for, is creative people like Elizabeth the Golden Age. And I'm going to tweet the crap out of this. Those are people who went to their iPads and did some work. Did some hard work on their iPads. All right, I think I said everything I wanted to say. The three guests I have lined up for the first half of the show are hilarious humoridians. Please welcome my friends, Anthony Jeselnik, Kevin Pollak, and Dave.
Crazy bright. Not very complimentary, I might add.
Yeah.
Lighting.
My broken capillaries are on fire.
Is there a way to turn it down a little bit? Is there even a person? Oh, there we go. Magnus Trump, that's awesome. I like that. It's getting sexy up here. Moonlight. Are you satisfied with the lighting, Anthony?
Could I get a spotlight just on me?
Just a pin.
Ideal.
They really can't do anything here at Esther's Follies.
Yeah. I'd like to be the only backlit.
No,
my name is Flick.
Oh, Flick.
Clyde.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. That was Pixar number two.
I brought too many things with me. I need to set things down.
Oh, you can set them down.
I brought one thing too few for me.
Here.
Like a beer.
What kind of beer would you like, Dick?
Oh, I like the Texan microbrews.
And you're all set. I'll put all of this so we have something we can both use for our beverages.
I'm going to just rakishly sit like this.
That's me, no good.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you people the motherfucking truth.
Yeah, we'll share that. You guys can share that.
That's a thing. That's a thing that happens. Thank you, Doug. By the way, if you ever see a stand-up comic doing this, walk out of the room. Don't even listen to this first judge.
Mark Maron might do that.
Jesus.
He might. Yeah, he might have that. So you can stay for him. Well, he gets pretty, he'll sit
You know what? If I see Mark doing that, I'm gonna have to tell him not to do it anymore.
I don't think he does it.
That's not how I walk out on Mark, but I will.
All right, Kevin.
Sir.
It's great to see you.
Must be.
I mean, thank you. That sentence wasn't done yet. It's great to see that you and Dave are getting along, considering you stole your gig at Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Most coveted gig in show business.
You know, Doug is having fun and a little inside joke backstage. I did six episodes as a favor to the creators of the show. And I said, they said, we're doing more. I said, well, congratulations. And then Dave, they were smart enough to bring Dave in, but they're about a dime for every time someone came up and said, hey, why'd you get fired from that poker show?
Yeah.
It only happens near here. $0.72.
Yeah. I can tell you that the message boards on Celebrity Poker Showdown were filled with people going, he doesn't know fuck about poker.
I believe it was fuck all.
Yeah. Bring back Paula.
Yeah.
So we both suffered tremendously from that particular job.
Yeah.
Well, thank God it's over.
I did about 2 years of that as a favor to my first wife.
Welcome to
So, Dave Foley, of all the films you've been in,
yes,
including Lucky Bone,
including Lucky Bone,
which one is your favorite? What do you think is your favorite?
Oddly enough, it is not my favorite film. I am most proud of the movie I did called The Wrong Guy. That's my non.
Yes.
Thank you.
Always love when that comes up because people need to check it out if you haven't seen The Wrong Guy.
And you can laugh as hard as you can. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a level of laughter you haven't experienced yet, people.
Especially if you watch it alone. If you just sit alone,
naked,
and watch a day full of comedy.
Yeah.
We don't see you naked in that one, do we?
That's one of the rare films I miss. Nice. I'm not naked.
Not naked or in a dress.
No, neither of those.
So check it out. It's called The Wrong Guy. And Kevin Pollak, same question. What's your favorite Dave Foley movie? Which one are you most proud of?
I'm going
to go Wrong Guy as well.
Yeah.
What about your stuff, Kevin? Can I guess your favorite of your movies?
Please.
May I? Usual Suspects?
Correct. Continue.
All right, here we go. Least favorite. Are you ready?
Sean impression working with him because he was stuck in the basement with us as well. In fact, I entertained the crew until had that moment that you see in movies. They go, I'm doing Wally Shawn, and the crew's laughing, and then they stop halfway through it. I'm wondering why, and they realize, he's standing behind me. Inconceivable. Yeah. And sure enough, he was. But I'm in Red State, which I'm excited about, as it tours across the country. Very mature example of his work, actually. Yeah. It'll be another review. His most mature effort. Yeah.
Was it a comedy? Was it a comedy before the cast?
What's happening here, though? I need to know. You're okay, first of all. This is scaring me, this thing right here. Is this what all the kids are doing in the alternative comedy?
This and I'm putting me up.
For Dave.
I think
it's a Texas microbrew.
Yeah, what's the best one?
Give him a nice
microbrew. What do you want?
I can't remember the name of it. Shatterbach, that's it. Yeah.
Now I'm going to get a case of it. That is awesome.
It's great.
I get a
six beer, and I get the canner to the local crowd.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did a tip of the hat to PA, but here we go.
Uh-oh.
Penguins unite.
Okay, so now
some of you are Flyers fans.
Just real quickly, when you were making out with Jamie Lee Curtis, did you take a second to, you know, find out if she has any man bits? To this, it's fun to get a little drunk while we do it.
I test it's fun for us. Can I get a Heineken 2%?
Yeah.
But I'm not going
to try it. I got some drink tickets here somewhere.
Save those. From the audience isn't buying.
How long did it take to get every member of the audience to buy us a drink?
You guys can just stay up here for the next song. You can stand in the back like 2 rows. We'll play a match game.
Then all of your Ackerman shows.
We got Comedy Death Ray shows coming up here later tonight, and lots of shows next weekend. Hopefully this episode we're doing now will plop on Friday, so people of Austin, this is an important announcement to everybody except all the people in this room. Next weekend, my Fencing Interruption shows, you won't necessarily need a badge to get in. There'll be a standby line. But then some standby people got in tonight, right? That's it. Hey! Oh, you got a sweet seat. How did you pull that off? Nicely done, young lady. All right. Lately, have you guys been to the movies lately? Start with Anthony down there.
I just saw yesterday Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah?
Please tell.
The trailer pulled me in so hard that I was like, I've got to see this opening day at like 10:45 in the morning. aggressively awful. It was so bad, I could not believe it. The only thing I like about a movie is Michelle Rodriguez plays a radio expert or like a electronics expert. So they have to keep going to her for information throughout the movie. And like, Doug, ask me a yes or no question. I'll give you Michelle Rodriguez's answer to all of them. But
looks like we've got quite a battle on our hands, don't you think?
Yes! Every time she takes way too long to answer yes or no question. Thank you very much.
You missed the opportunity.
Ticket on me some more that I can give you an exchange so that you didn't really have to pay for it. Here you go.
Did you actually?
There you go. It's only good for beer and wine.
All right. So, I know it's not fair trade, but you get a rebate on this thing. I don't want to sign it. You got to use it.
Yeah.
I'll sign something else later.
Did you discuss why you're so promoting Elizabeth?
What's her name?
Oh, genius.
Yeah. Is that the two?
Well, yeah, why would you want to confuse people? She has a one sheet of the film Elizabeth on her iPad as a way to let people know that her name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what happens when you have the ability to confuse the fuck out of people when they look at that. Oh, of course that's what that is. That's just letting me know that your name is Elizabeth. Why would I think you're promoting the film? Mm-hmm. This is like a stand-up comedy club where the headliner didn't see the opener's act. So he missed the part where this was covered in detail. A lot of detail. And so now that's why it's really repetitive. I said everything to her that you just said. Before you said it, motherfucker. Yeah, could you get the man with the Hitler name tag, please, lady? I'm very offended. So, Kevin,
yes.
Have you been to the cinema lately?
Yes. I saw the Rango. Loved every goddamn inch of it.
What do you think about...
So did I.
Yeah. What do you think about this whole thing, though, about how the people that are against, showing children how to smoke are mad that characters in Rango smoke cigarettes? And that they're silly as one of these things? I saw them...
A lot of smoking.
I saw it. I don't even remember it. Because it's a Western. That's like what they do. A lot of cigars, and a lot of, but they're all dangling off their lips, and they're mostly bad guys or bad moles or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah. I should point out that they are also talking rodents.
Yeah. Animated frogs. Yeah. So they always go to the argument, well, Joe Camel, they all like that because that's a cartoon.
He was a prick.
Yeah.
And a pedophile.
And a pedophile. His face did look like a penis.
Dream of that.
Yeah. You like Owen Wilson's nose, only a whole face.
Has anyone noticed the Owen Wilson penis nose? Am I the only one?
Nope.
It actually has a helmet at the end of it.
I believe that's his sexual specialty. The nose job.
I just realized I'm in a film with him coming out in November. And I'll probably see him sooner than that.
Oh, boy. I said hi.
Can't wait for me to see you on and
maybe he'll talk to
me. Share that voice.
When I first moved to LA, I used to get Owen Wilson's mail for like the first 6 months I was in LA.
Of course you did.
I rented the house that he and his brother and the guy that did Bottle Rocket were renting right before I moved in there.
Awesome.
And they never put in a change of address. So for about a year, I kept getting his mail.
Did you ever try to cash your residual checks from that?
That would
have been cool.
No.
Are you hip to the bar in the valley called Residuals?
I'm hip to the fact that they stopped doing what you're going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Because everyone keeps telling me to go there.
Yeah, there's this bar. It's called Residuals, and the idea was if you had a residual check for less than a dollar, which you get a lot if you've done any, like, kind of work on TV episodes.
Well, they eventually all become 18 cents after time.
Yeah, eventually. And so they get a bar where you, if you bring one of those checks in, they'll give you a free drink, and then they'll put the check on the wall.
Right.
But Los Angeles is full of actors getting 18 cent checks. So I know they just stopped doing that. The place is still there, but they won't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I wish you would have gone in and tried.
I got to say one thing about Rango. I went to see Rango with my 7-year-old daughter.
Who was smoking.
Yes. but one of those Virginia Slims was feminine. But we're driving there. On the way to the theater, my daughter goes, oh, I hope it's better than Romeo and Juliet.
Nice.
She's so let down by that movie.
It was terrible. That movie made me want to go back in time and kill Shakespeare. It could never be parodied that badly.
Like I mentioned, I saw Source Code last night here at South by Southwest, and people are willing for it. It was
attendance.
Yeah, I love the fact that they were there as well. Did you guys like it? It kept my interest the whole time, but I'm not exactly sure what happened. That's a lot in this day and age.
What
did I say?
Movies.
Yeah, I do. I just can't sit through most of them anymore. Wasn't Rango like about 10 or 12 minutes too long?
Yes. Is that lengthy?
And it's mostly great. It's mostly the action at the end. I think the cartoons have to have a big action sequence. Like, we're not that impressed by action sequence in a cartoon. You can do anything.
But the animation was very cool.
The lighting was fantastic.
It looks good. The lighting, did you say?
Lighting, yeah.
The cinematography of this animation was like the cinematography of a film.
It
was
would you guys want to do it how they did it if you did another animated movie? Would you want to act it all out like a play with the other actors?
You know, I bet animators love that. okay, you want it like that? All right. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that was their part of the fun, is getting to decide what the characters move like.
Yeah, that's true.
But the actors, it would be preferable. It'd be fun to watch, you know, Johnny Depp walk around like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he really hammed it up.
Because doing voices in animation, you generally feel like an idiot when you're doing it. Because you're standing in a room alone shouting.
Yeah, there's like a piece of paper on a music stand.
Yeah.
And
also, if you get an unsure director, it can be a living hell. Now do one really happy. Now do one, like, 11 different versions of every sentence.
Yeah.
And my experience was, really? You don't know what you want at all? You have no idea? I need to do 11 versions of every fucking sentence?
Yeah. Can you put the emphasis on the latter half of that song?
Yeah.
And then today I saw a movie called Turkey Bowl.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Don't let the title throw you off.
Turkey Bowl?
Turkey Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's about a group of friends who get together once a year and play football in the park. And the entire movie is one football game that they play.
This is a live action film?
Not since Breakfast Club has there ever been a movie set in one boring spot for the entire time. It was enjoyable. I liked it. It was a cute movie. It's only like 62 minutes long, actually, because even the director was kind of like, you know, we could have made it feature length, but come on. It's one football game.
62 minutes?
With his friends.
What does that fall under? Because it's too long for a short. It's too short for a feature. What the hell is 62 minutes?
It's something that they played today at South by Southwest as a feature film.
It's a series by the time it's a sequel.
It was listed as a feature film. They showed a short beforehand, though, to make up for the...
I'll say.
Give you more for your money or whatever. And the short was about two old men that have a swimming race every year. So it was a very...
And the short film is actually 90 minutes long.
It could have been. It was very exciting. Because one of the old men, every year, he would fuck with the other guy and do something to win the competition. Like he'd have a kid jump off a pier on top of him while he's trying to swim. It was a different thing every year. It was pretty funny. Why are you having an off-mic conversation right now, Kevin Pollak?
David joke. It's going to be really great.
All right, ready? Do you want to jump out of it naturally, or do you want to just say it?
I don't have a lot of faith in it. But,
you know.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
No. I think it'll work no matter what it is at this point.
Why do you have the poster for Elizabeth on your desk?
Says cookie and an arrow to what looks like a cookie.
Kyle, did you want to? There's Kyle.
Is there a reason we're holding this up now?
Yeah, so I know who you're playing for. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Okay. I mean, I can remember if you want to get it back to her.
Yeah, I'll. There.
You can put yours right there.
Here.
Well, apparently it's on the iPad, too, and it weighs 4 pounds, but here. Somebody waited 7 hours. Tim Street waited 7 hours in the pop-up Apple store here in town to get the iPad 2. I said, really? So just no life? Nothing?
It's about the friendships you form in the
line.
That's
lines.
Right.
So everybody else eats too. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Dave picked Kyle and wrote his name in big letters on a yellow legal pad.
Yeah.
So that's pretty creative. He's super cool.
You ever see The Verdict?
Let me just see Julia, not Julia. Well, there's a lot going on in there. Where is she? That's you over there, all right. Yeah. Well, good luck to you.
And I've got Elizabeth, of course.
Yeah.
All right. And another empty bottle of water.
Yeah. You think that's sad?
Wait, your beer's almost done? All right. Well, if you want us to drink, we'll drink it.
Hydrate.
That's our promise to you.
It's a solemn pledge. Okay, so let's start with Anthony down there on the end. I'll let him pick the first category. We'll come around to Dave, then to Kevin, et cetera.
No, we're done then.
First category, Ernest Goes to Movies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a category until somebody picks it. It's been weeks now. And no one ever picks it. Then the next category. Pictures of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Because on last week's episode, the movie was Lucas, and the first 2 words of the review were thoroughly winning. True. It's true.
Winning.
Okay, and then another really fun category called Pullman Paxton. And that's movies that feature either Bill Pullman or
Bridges Daniels.
Literally.
Yeah.
She's going to freak.
That's awesome.
My fiancé. Right.
So you should be good at that, but Anthony gets to pick the category there.
What do you think, Julie?
Wow.
I'm going to go. She already done the two for you.
I'm going to go Sheen.
All right, Charlie Sheen.
All right.
Would you like a Charlie Sheen? 18 movie from 1984, 1986, or 1999?
I'm going to go with 1999.
All right. Leonard gives this movie 3.5 stars. That seems pretty accurate. He calls it audaciously original. Yeah, and he also says that it is the debut, it's the feature debut for a director who did other things before he did this.
Mm.
He directed other things. And there are 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Anthony Jeselnik? People in the audience are muttering. I bet you somebody already knows it.
I'm going to say I can get it in, I'm going to say 2 names.
That means you know it now. So we go around the table fully. Let's either go 1 name or say name that movie, Anthony.
I'm going to say name that movie, Anthony.
All right. Do you already know Anthony, or do you want your 2 names?
I want my 2 names.
You want to show off?
No, wait. I want my 2 names.
Here's your 2 names. The first one is Charlie Sheen. Mary Kay Place. And I like Rob Allen, 1999. And it's audaciously original. And it's the directorial debut of a director.
Anthony, you're getting a little worried.
Who's that impression of?
I have no idea. But I got a little in my step. I'm excited as you look scared. And sweat falls on your upper lip.
You're the one who's been fucking mopping it up.
Hey,
what are you doing with the Kleenex?
Did you sweat when we swim?
I didn't know you were Jewish.
Really?
Of course I knew you were Jewish.
Your stall tactics will not work, champion.
You've been talking to me. Oh, God, I do not know.
I got it. You get that.
What's happening? Where
are
they going?
I can't take 2 things at once. Thank you. I'm out of here. All right, so Anthony, time's up.
You give up. I'm going to guess.
He fully gets the point. Are you going to guess something?
Yeah, you got to guess.
I'm going to guess.
Got it.
Fuck. I'm going to guess Hot Shots Part 2.
No, that's not it. Who knows it?
Bing John
Malkovich.
Bing John Malkovich.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I get the point for that?
You get the point.
Wow, that...
Eddie Foley has a point. You need to know shit to win this game.
I got a point for just being cowardly.
Yeah. Let's start with Sweaty over there, Kevin Pollak. Would you like In Theaters Now? That's motion pictures that are in theaters now. The Great Bryan Cranston, movies that feature Bryan Cranston. There's not a lot of them, but he's an amazing actor. I love him. And then in the third category, movies I saw last year at South by Southwest.
I'm going to go in theaters now.
Okay. Would you like a movie from now, or now?
I'm going to go now.
Okay.
No, now.
Leonard says about this movie, he says that it's...
Jesus. You're right.
He says it makes all the right moves.
Ooh.
And then he says, I can't help but feel that it should have been better. Yes, Leonard was very contradictory in this one.
That sounds like a generic review he just keeps on hand for movies he hasn't seen. The password is waffle.
And there are 9 names.
How many names? I can make a movie in 9 names.
Anthony?
Goddamn. I'm going to say I can name it in 4 names.
All right, Dave. You're going to probably do the same thing again, I'm guessing. You can bid less. You can say name it, Anthony.
Name it.
any sense?
Yeah.
The waffling clues.
All right, and I'm not going to pronounce some of these names. I'm going to try, though. Stipe and Gigi.
Schneider?
Sebastian Koch? Or Koch?
Wow.
Like the Koch brothers, K-O-C-H?
Uh-huh.
And Frank Langella. I know how to say that. Frank Langella is your fourth name. It's in theaters now.
Now?
There's a few other names. And,
I know it's not in Los Angeles.
I say just guess a movie that you know is in theaters now.
I'm going to guess this is a trick question, and I'm going to say Rango.
I'm not above doing that, but that's not the answer.
2 points for Dave
Holley. What is it, you guys? Unknown. That's right. It's unknown.
Unknown. I didn't realize that was actually a movie. I thought it was just, someone had remixed the trailer for Taken.
Yeah, it does look quite similar. And then the rest of the names would have been Bruno Ganz, Aidan Quinn, January Jones. You know how it goes. Somewhere back there. Well, let me tell you what he's won. I should have said what we're playing for.
Around the tracks.
That would have been too exciting, I think, if they knew what we're playing for. Dave won a pair of pants.
They're my favorite traveling pants. They're stretchy denim.
So you're kind of, it's like you're starting at Brotherhood.
Yeah, then, yeah. In time, so they hadn't been washed in a while. So, if we had a Sharpie, we could all sign them.
I was going to have everybody sign because Kevin Pollak wrote a book that none of us wrote called Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. By Tony. How do you pronounce his name?
Shay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can get Tony to sign it also, by the way.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should give him his prize. He's also going to get courtesy of a nice gentleman from...
Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle. Courtesy of a nice guy from the AMC Theaters, some guest passes and some free popcorn. And then courtesy of a nice guy named Doug Benson, a copy of my CD. Doug Benson, Prevention and Radio. And, of course, we got some Woot Monkeys. And I always like to give one Woot Monkey. Be looking for?
Oh, Christ, no. I'm really bummed out now. Nothing. I don't think so.
Who are you playing for?
Are we still playing? I was playing for Julie, not Julia.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever confuse those two.
And Kevin was playing for Elizabeth.
Yes.
I was playing for Elizabeth.
All right, Kevin was playing for Elizabeth. There you go, dude.
Oh,
and the pants. He wants the pants. He's like, give me the pants.
Yeah,
he wants. Unwashed, I want them.
You want them signed?
Oh, and he wants his notepad back, too. This guy, Kyle.
Jesus.
Kyle needs all this stuff for eBay. There you go, man. All right. Did you plug it in, Kevin?
Not yet, sir.
All right, please.
please do.
You have a film coming out with Owen Wilson, I believe.
Jack Black, Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, Rashida Jones, Angelica Houston, Joel McHale. Couldn't get anyone.
Oh, is anybody good? Jesus.
Devil Wears Prada as well. Okay. David Frankel. Red State at a local touring show with
Kevin. That's going to go around at just random theaters.
Yeah. And then, of course, the, I'll say it, the award-winning podcast, Kevin Pollak's Chat Show. Live every Sunday afternoon on iTunes.
Did it win the sweatiest award?
It won the sweaty. It's called the
sweaty award. Anthony, what do you got going on?
You can see me in the Comedy Central roast of Donald Trump. I make my roast debut. We already did it.
Give us one good joke that you did on there.
I'm not complaining. I said, but I will say, Donald Trump had a really funny line off the cuff where he goes, they wrote for him to say after a joke, he goes, winning. And the crowd laughs, and he goes, Donald Trump looks at him and goes, this will be a lot that line will be a lot less funny in a week, no? I was fucking hilarious. Yeah, dead on. Like, in his areas, it will not be good.
Maybe he should be president.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much to my guests, Anthony Jessica. I'm sorry, that's what she told me to say.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Mark Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Danielle, guess what people are saying about How to Survive with Danielle and Christine?
What are they saying, Christine?
Very funny, charming, and just the right amount of stupid. This podcast might also save your life.
That's a perfect description because on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, we teach you how to survive the things that could kill you and the stuff that makes you just wish you were dead.
Totally accurate. So tune in to
How to Survive with Danielle and Christine.
And as always,
remain calm.